All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, very excited to be chatting with an individual set to compete at BFL 76 and does so on March 30th in the headline attraction as he defends his middleweight championship against Jesse Taylor, and very excited to have Jared Revell on the show. How's everything going, man? You having a good day so far?
Yeah, man, I'm having a great day. You know, training's been great. It's less than 10 days to fight night, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, for sure, man, and a lot of topics to get into with that, but, you know, feel like I'd be remiss if I, you know, didn't bring this up because it seemed like you had, you know, a bit of fun recently traveling through Europe. Seems like you covered a lot of territory there. Like, what was that whole, you know, experience like? It seemed like a good time.
Yeah, it was good, man. You know, I honestly, in the last, like, 8 years, you know, I haven't really taken that much time to myself, you know, and it's been just train, so it's nice just kind of get a little time and I think we took 3 weeks, so it was a blast, man, and went over all over Europe, and then went to Maldives, so it was a good time, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it, like, especially needed? Like, I mean, you talked about the fact that, like, most of the time has been dedicated to training and, you know, getting into various camps for a bunch of high-profile fights. Like, was it, you know, sort of, like, a necessary kind of thing at this time? Like, how much benefit did it, you know, give in that certain sense? Like, just having something to, I guess, divert your focus from competition for a bit to maybe revitalize things coming back?
Yeah, you know, like, I never really thought about it beforehand, you know, but it definitely was, food for the soul type thing to get away and just kind of, have something, you know, going on, right? And not just solely focus on something. So it was nice, and it kind of brought a little fire back when I came back, so it was really, really good to, to have that, knowing I had that fight kind of lined up just as I got, like, headed out on the trip, so it was definitely a cool way to go.
Yeah, no doubt, man, and I was seeing a recent clip from some of the BFL socials where you were saying you feel in this fight like your back is against the wall, but that you very much enjoy that, and, I mean, I guess really speaks to your successes, and as far as, like, this is one of the rougher patches, and it being back-to-back losses, so in a relative sense, for sure, but just curious about, you know, just that whole ethos and mentality, I suppose, like, just feeling like your back is against the wall, but it providing some kind of, I guess, competitive benefit. Can you kind of speak to that, I suppose?
Yeah, man, no, you know, honestly, like why I love MMA so much and just martial arts, you know, competition in general, because, you know, I love competition, I love seeing what, you know, what I'm made of, right? I've been very fortunate in my career, and you know, it's, loss to Josh Rivera was definitely, you know, like, left a little sour taste in my mouth, you know, it just, you know, through kind of COVID, that was the fight that came, and, you know, lost the decision there, so it's kind of, you know, tough in that going, right? I hadn't been, you know, ever suffered, like, a back-to-back losses, so, you know, I was obviously feeling really, you know, excited for the next fight, and, you know, it didn't go my way, right? So it was definitely left a sour taste in the mouth, and I think, but for me, I'm somebody who wants to, you know, show out, and I want to make sure, you know, for me, like, personally, it doesn't matter about, like, anybody else. It's like, I really want to prove myself, you know, what I'm made of, right? I think, you know, I can fight at the highest level, right? So I think just getting back in there against a game opponent is just going to prove that and let me shine my best, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was thinking, too, because, I mean, just, you know, looking at your opponent and, like, the cachet they have in the combat sports world, because, I mean, it wasn't really that long ago where you were looking at, like, a potential, I guess, UFC call in lieu of, like, the Ultimate Fighter 29 not panning out at the time, but I would think that with, like, the aforementioned, you know, cachet with this opponent here, that it could get you right back into those conversations. Are you thinking about that also?
Yeah, man, I think just, you know, constantly putting myself in the position where I can have those big fights, right, and compete at that, the highest level, and right there is going to kind of put me over the top, right? So that's what I'm looking forward for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious where you're, you know, getting in work at, because one of the last times we were talking, like, before your LFA middleweight title bid, you were getting in some work at, you know, Fight Ready by virtue of having, like, the same agent as, you know, Eric Anders and kind of linking up from there. Is Fight Ready still one of the primary spaces you're working at? I know you've also got to work with one heavyweight champion, Arjan Buller. Like, what's the training camp like in that regard?
Yeah, so mostly just been around BC. So, like, with Arjan Buller and kind of the team that they've kind of brought around, right? Got some really good wrestlers, and a guy named Hunter Lee that's, you know, he's one of the top wrestlers in Canada, right, so at my weight class, so it's definitely, that's been helping out a lot, and, you know, he's trying to, on his MMA career, so it's been really good training to have somebody my size, right, my weight class, that's such a good wrestler, right, that's probably been, like, my biggest focus at WKX, and then at the, with Bullers as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, such an incredible person to get in work with. I mean, just, it probably helps, you know, just, I mean, obviously his elite level, like, proficiency with the technique, but I mean, he's, you know, a noticeably bigger body. So, I mean, I guess the idea is to, like, ready yourself to, I guess, be in grappling exchanges with these middleweights, and it feels like a bit lighter comparatively, I guess.
100%, man, 100%.
Yeah, no doubt. And just in terms of, I guess, like, your awareness with your opponent, I mean, you seem like a guy who has, like, a pretty good lay of the land in general, and like I was kind of saying before, this was, like, a known kind of guy, like a pretty tenured, you know, mixed martial artist, to say the least. So can you kind of speak to, I guess, the temperament and general thoughts when the bout offer came your way? I would think you'd be fairly excited.
Yeah, you know, when the potential kind of came around, you know, that the promotion, I kind of mentioned it, and obviously we're all, like, you know, super excited for a matchup like that, right? And I think it just had to, we had to wait to kind of see if it came through, right? And, you know, fortunate enough, you know, he signed the contract, and we're getting it on, so.
And I'm curious, like, have you been doing, like, a certain level of direct tape study, or is that kind of something you kind of allocate to, like, your coaches, and then you kind of, like, intersect the game plan with them thereafter?
Yeah, that's usually, like, usually how that works. You know, my coaches definitely do a lot. You know, we do watch some stuff with the guys. They obviously watch a lot more, and we go through tendencies and stuff like that, and then we watch videos together and just kind of, like, look at the, you know, the tendencies and different things of that nature, right? But also just focusing on what I'm good at executing that, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, just an exciting, you know, proposition for sure. Like, I mean, when I saw the, you know, flyer for the bout kind of drop, I mean, this is someone that's, you know, been on the Ultimate Fighter back in the day. And, I mean, if you look at the resume, I mean, some of the promotions he's fought for, like, I mean, Dream and Strikeforce and MFC, KSW could really go on. So, yeah, definitely an exciting kind of fight to, you know, have lined up and stuff like that. And especially within the Canada versus USA kind of theme and stuff like that. Is that something that emboldens a certain something in your performance a bit, or is it kind of just like a tagline for the event? Like, are you sort of looking at it from that kind of viewpoint as well, just with that being, you know, the BFL 76 tagline and all?
You know, I love that. You know, I love representing Canada. You know, like, when I went to Brazil, you know, that was, you know, definitely something that was great for me. And also, you know, even just fighting Josh Cabrera and LFA, right? Like, the, you know, Canada going in. So I've never actually kind of represented, you know, like, Canada in that sense, you know, on a bigger stage with a big opponent in my hometown. So that's, like, you know, that means that's special to me, with having my own fans, like, being at this level and having my own fans fighting a guy of this nature, right? So it's going to be exciting, you know, to bring home a big W in front of, you know, the Canadian, you know, fans, right? So.
So is that something that kind of, I mean, based on what you're saying, it's like you've obviously traveled to other countries to compete, but does it embolden a certain something extra in the performance, just being how close you are to, like, the hometown area and stuff like that, and just knowing that there's going to be that partisan presence in the crowd? Does that kind of add a little something to what you're doing in a positive kind of sense? Because I've heard other fighters kind of talk about, like, fighting at home. And
add some pride to the factor, and just all the people that have, you know, been, you know, along the journey and helped me along the way, right, to be able to perform in front of them. Obviously, I just, you know, that little bit of excitement value, right, for me to go out there and obviously, you know, kind of put, like, a return on the investment so many people have had in my career and be able to come out and support me and in that nature, right?
Yeah, for sure. And cool that you're still on that, like, UFC Fight Pass kind of platform and stuff like that. I feel like that's been kind of the case the last few fights there. So even, like, the people that aren't gonna, you know, have the great pleasure to be there live in attendance, still, like, a great platform for a lot of people throughout the country to peep and even beyond.
Yeah, definitely, right? So I'm excited for this opportunity, and I think it's gonna be a great night.
Yeah, for sure. And something else I wanted to talk about too, because I think, like, one of the great things you do too is, you know, just talk about your journey. And one of the last times we were talking, you had relatively recently around that time celebrated a milestone of being, you know, a decade clean and how much it had meant to you to really move forward and just what a big moment that was. Can you kind of, I guess, talk about that end of things, just talking about your experiences, I guess, as a means to maybe help out other people that could be in a similar spot from where you were at over a decade ago?
Yeah, man. No, I think that's been a staple of just who I am and how I've been able to, you know, I'm getting older, right? But I still feel young and always feel like I'm reaching a new peak of my career. And that's just because of how I take care of my body. And I attribute so much of that to me getting clean, right? Because it was a huge turning tide in my life and allowing me to kind of take care of myself and better myself for the best, right? And, you know, it wasn't easy. Obviously, I had to have lots of solid people around. Martial arts has definitely been that for me, right? Like having a lot of other circles that help out in my life and add value, right? But martial arts has definitely been a stable force that has brought that in my life and helped my life become, you know, what it is today, right? And, you know, for me, if there are people struggling, like for me, I'm always like to reach out to, and, you know, I've been fortunate enough even with having a platform and you know, obviously letting people know that I am clean. I've had lots of people reach out, and for me, I'm always one to reach back out. So I never hesitate or judge somebody. I want to, everybody's got opportunities, and I believe in second chances and people, you know, fulfilling their best selves, right?
Well, that's a great way to look at it, and it really does come across like that you're very open and willing to, you know, be helpful and stuff like that. But you talk about like it having benefits to your career. And that was sort of an inference that I almost had. Like, I feel like it would really help with like your ability to recuperate and just, you know, the longevity it would probably provide your body as opposed to, you know, breaking it down. So yeah, I would think that would be huge.
Yeah, man, I definitely don't wake up ever feeling like that was a rough night, right? The only time is, you know, if I have some hard training, that, you know, that's the only thing I ever feel, right? And then, get back to recovery and training again, that's, you know, it makes for a lot easier of a training routine.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I guess just like as a kind of final question here, because I'm kind of wondering, like, obviously not overlooking, you know, this fight, like this is a big title defense and, you know, a great opponent, but if you get the desired outcome, what would be the, I guess, like next spot you would like to, I guess, vault yourself towards? Like, is it a matter of just continuing to defend that BFL title? Because I remember at one point you were maybe even thinking of like a contender series spot or something of that ilk, and there are some rumblings UFC might come to Canada. Like, what would represent a next step if you get your ideal outcome here?
Yeah, like obviously if UFC ever came to Canada, that's like that's exactly it, representing Canada, you know, on home turf for UFC. That was kind of the whole goal originally, and then COVID kind of happened and kind of stunted that growth. We haven't had a show in Canada. Getting a huge win here, if I need to get another big win, that's like whatever the biggest fight is possible after this, that's the goal, to keep pushing myself to the highest, you know, competitive streak that I can, and see what I'm made of, right, and see what I can accomplish.
Yeah, well, your career progression is definitely aligned with what you're talking about there, but you've been really good with the time, Jared. It's always fun getting to talk to you before these different fights, but, you know, and being mindful of your time and schedule, is there any like final parting thought you might want to add as we're wrapping up here, man?
No, I appreciate your time as well, right? You know, everybody that helps promote, you know, MMA or mixed martial arts in a team for other people who kind of follow along, right? It's always great for our sport. I appreciate that a lot as well. All the people that obviously support me, and whether it's just like following along the ride or if the training partners, family, whatever it is, I always got mad love. I got, you know, a ton of people behind me, and that's what I kind of I fight with, right? So I just, yeah, I appreciate everybody, and yeah, look forward to March 30th. It's going down, and I'm gonna get a finish.
Yeah, I think many are looking forward to this BFL 76 card, and should be a great fight against Jesse Taylor, and very much appreciate the insights you gave ahead of this middleweight title defense, and yeah, very much in that company of people looking forward to peeping that fight when it goes down. But until then, you have a good rest of your day there, Jared.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it.